Welcome again to the Quality Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, David Friend. Today's podcast is devoted to our veterans. Once a year on November the 11th, we put out a special podcast to reach out to our veterans who serve the United States. And I just want to thank you for your service, and I want to welcome home all those who've come back from either combat duty or just duty overseas or anywhere in the United States. This podcast will deal with any veteran. Today, though, we're going to focus on something very special. But before we do, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you once again for your goodness. I pray that you would bless this podcast, that you would give me guidance and direction, that you would lead me in the way that I should go. Holy Spirit, take control. Do what only you can do, and I'll pray that you'll be glorified in it and give you all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I want to put out a special thank you to all those who've served our nation, whether it be overseas, here in the United States, or anywhere in the world. I just want to thank you for your service, and I want to welcome home veterans who served in Vietnam, because that was the one thing that we felt we did not receive. So with that, I pray that the Lord will bless this. Today I'm going to talk about the topic of freedom. And I've written a couple of books about veterans and for veterans, and I'm going to be taking a few excerpts out of my book. The book is entitled Vietnam 2, Impact of Agent Orange and PTSD. And so I felt really led to focus on today's topic on freedom. You know, see, one of my goals in this podcast is to help our veterans to receive help from the effects of Agent Orange, PTSD, or other injuries, whether they be physical or emotional, for those who served in the military for the United States of America. So today, we're going to talk a little bit more about Vietnam than other areas, because that's where I served. We will never know how many veterans have faced physical or mental illnesses from toxic poisons, Agent Orange, PTSD, combat, whatever it might be. And without the assistance from our government, from the Veterans Administration, because I think that's something that I need to address today, these veterans have not been contacted, therefore they may believe that no one even cares. Hopefully, we will be able to make a change in veterans seeking help and the VA being proactive in locating those with physical or mental illnesses. You see, when a soldier goes to war, it's usually to help others obtain their freedom. America fought for its freedom over 2 centuries ago. Because of our founding fathers, the people in our country have lived with more freedom than any other country in the entire world. Sadly, our country has not always believed that freedom was for everyone. Slavery was common in America until after the Civil War. Even though slavery basically came to an end in the late 1860s, we did not give the women in America the same freedoms that men possessed. Today, it is difficult for me to understand why our women were not given the freedom to vote until the 19th Amendment to our Constitution, when it was approved by Congress on June the 4th, 1919. Because of division, it was not ratified until August 18th of 1920. Now, freedom is one of the most basic needs that we possess. Some take their freedoms in America for granted. That is how the protesters felt when they opposed the Vietnam War. You see, the fact that they protested was fine. That's okay. They had the right. They had the freedom to do that. They had the right to protest the war, but their actions to protest the veteran war soldiers was ridiculous. See, the Vietnam soldier was not responsible for the war. Our government was responsible for that war, and therefore we should have been upset with the government and not with the soldiers who were serving their country. As a matter of fact, it was confusing to the returning veterans as to why they were being protested against. I know personally, when I came back from Vietnam, I went to work for a bank, and I had people look me in the face and say things like, well, I guess you guys killed babies and raped women and you did all kinds of terrible things over there. And I said, no, we really did not. We were protecting those people, and we were there because we felt that it was the right thing to do to protect the freedom of those living in this other country. We couldn't understand why we were insulted and attacked by those that we defended to have the right to protest and the right to those freedoms. Now, you see, there are two types of freedoms for every person. One is our physical freedom to live the way we choose. These include the 4 basic freedoms of speech, religion, the press, and freedom to assemble. Those are all rights that we have, freedoms that we have because we live in this wonderful country. Our founding fathers put their families and their businesses and their religious beliefs in jeopardy to fight for that freedom that we have today. The preamble to the Declaration of Independence says this: "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are liberty and the pursuit of happiness." So see, that's our right in America to have that. We didn't get that free. Freedom is not free. It has the same thing to do with being a Christian. We get freedom and we get set free from our sins because the Lord Jesus Christ paid the price. Our freedom to have our sins forgiven was not free. A price was paid, and Jesus paid that price. Well, the freedoms that we have in America today was not given to us and was not just something we just got. It's something that was earned, and a price had to be paid. And many wars have been fought, and many battles were taken, and many hundreds of thousands of individuals have given their life over the years to fight for freedom, to give people all the rights to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You see, every soldier who went to World War I or World War II, or Korea, or Vietnam, or Afghanistan, or Iraq, or any other place, Desert Storm, whatever it might have been, they believed they were fighting for the freedom of others. I know I did. When I went to Vietnam, I thought we were just over there because we were trying to stop the spread of communism. We were trying to help those people live free, and they were being taken over by the North. And that's why I thought I was there, and that's why I went. America has been attacked by other countries often because of our desire to help people live free. Now, although I believe we must not try to police the entire world, and I don't think that's our job, I support our efforts to assist those facing persecution, even death, for the desire to be free. Spiritual freedom now is our second type of freedom, and this to me is by far the most important. Our spiritual freedom only comes when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. If you're listening in today and you've never surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, let me pray with you for just a moment. If you don't know for sure where you're going to spend eternity, you're not positive of that, I'm going to ask you to repeat this prayer. And if you'll pray it with a sincere heart and believe it and trust God for it, Jesus can come into your life and He can set you free from the sin that we've all faced in our lives. I know I've faced a lot of sin, and even to this day, there's things that I do that I'm not proud of. I have to ask the Lord to help me and forgive me, but I've been forgiven of my sins, not only in my past, but my present and my future, and I've received the promise of heaven with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to be sure you have that promise. So wherever you are, I was going to say with your eyes closed, and you may be driving or riding a bike, we don't want you to close your eyes. But obviously, whatever you're doing right now, I'd like you just to repeat this prayer with me. If you're not sure about eternity, and if you don't know for sure if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, just pray this with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I need a Savior. I need to make You Lord of my life. I am so sorry for the sins I've committed. I've lived an ungodly life or an unrighteous life. And so this day I come to You. I confess that I've sinned. I ask You to forgive me and cleanse me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He was born of the Virgin Mary, that He suffered, He died, but He was resurrected from the dead, and He was resurrected so that I could have life eternal with Him. So on this day, I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I promise to serve Him all the days of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant it, you had a sincere heart when you prayed it, then I'm just going to ask you to find a good church. Find a church that preaches the entire Word of God, a church that will teach you and help you to grow as a Christian. You need to be discipled now by someone, a good church, a good friend, someone who's serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And get yourself a Bible. Find yourself a good Bible, one that's easy to read, that you can relate to. I recommend the New Living Translation or the New International Version. They're great translations, or the New King James Version, which a lot of people don't use any longer. But nonetheless, get yourself a good Bible and read it. I strongly recommend that you would read the book of Romans. It's a powerful, powerful book helping you how to live a Christian life. And then read the four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when you read those four, you'll see the life of Jesus, and it'll be a great, great revelation to you. So congratulations in giving your life to Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of people say then, why did you do that in the midst of this veteran's podcast? Well, I did that because I want to be sure everyone listening in understands that that freedom that they have came from Jesus, who gave His life for each and every one of us. Now let's return to what I was talking about. I want to address spiritual freedom because it's our second type of freedom. Our Declaration of Independence specifically refers to our spiritual freedoms. Now, some of you may not be aware of that, but it certainly does. First, it tells us that all men are created equal. It does not say that all men came from evolution. You see, our founding fathers predominantly believed we served the God of creation. In the Declaration of Independence, it tells us we are endowed by our Creator with unalienable rights. You see, these rights are the rights that cannot be forfeited. They are our fundamental rights. They are incapable of being surrendered or transferred. Now, our spiritual freedom is found in the words of Jesus Christ. In the book of John, chapter 8, verse 36, I'm going to read it out of the New Living Translation. So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. You see, spiritual freedom is not automatic that you just get it when you're born. It's not automatic just because you go to a church. Spiritual freedom only comes when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we promise to serve Him and follow Him and follow His teaching and following what the Word of God has to say about our lives. We must take action to receive the freedom Jesus is speaking about in God's Word. And that action was what we just did previously in this podcast. He is talking about being free from sin and bondage. You see, the only avenue to spiritual freedom is to turn our life over to Jesus and accept Him as our Lord and as our Savior. Now, as I previously stated, my intentions in this podcast are to free our veterans from the physical and mental challenges they face from serving their country. Now, they need to be set free from the illnesses caused by exposure to toxic chemicals or Agent Orange. You see, Agent Orange hit me. When I served in Vietnam, they sprayed the skies filled with them and they came down and settled over the jungle. Agent Orange was a chemical that was used to kill the vegetation, and it was to kill the trees and the bushes and all that stuff so the enemy wouldn't have a place to hide. And it was had a great concept, a great idea. The problem was it was a dangerous, very dangerous chemical. And today there are some 800,000 Vietnam veterans still walking around the streets of America who were exposed to Agent Orange. In my particular case, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, bone marrow cancer, and I was told when I was diagnosed that I may have only up to 6 months to live unless something very special took place. Well, I went and got treated. I won't say the doctors and all that. That's not important. I got cancer treatments. I had a lot of prayer from our church. My family was praying. I was praying. We were believing that God would heal me. And after eight months of chemotherapy, the cancer seemed to be receding and dropping away and going away. And the doctor said, this is looking good. And so I thank God for that. You see, I believe in medicine. I think it's fine to take medicine. A lot of people think, well, you know, you should just pray and don't worry about medicine. I'm sorry, I disagree with that. I think we should pray. I think it's okay to take medicine. I think it's okay to go to doctors. I think that certain surgeries are fine. Take advantage of those things that are available to us. And don't just think, well, I'm not gonna go there because they don't have any faith if I take medicine. That's just not true at all. It's so important for us to understand that medicines were made. Here's an interesting thought about medicine. When I was talking to my doctor, I said, the chemicals that you're putting in my body, where did they come from? And he said, well, you know, here on this planet, you know. And I said, so every chemical that you had, whether it be a leaf in a tree or a bug that died and they decided it was good or whatever it was, you put all these things together and you came up with this chemical. Is it not true that every chemical in this really came from God's creation? So should not God receive credit for having the chemicals to take care of that? And it's interesting how the doctors look at me and say, wow, I never thought of it that way. But, you know, in all honesty, that's the way I look at it. And that's the way many doctors have said, yeah, that's true. Because we didn't have anything that we got outside of the Earth's atmosphere. We took those chemicals, we used them, and God has blessed them. So I believe that having treatment, whether it be mental treatment or physical treatment, we need to ask God to do more than what the chemical can do, what the pill can do. I believe when I take, if I get a shot for something, maybe I get a flu shot or something like that, and I just pray that God will take that and turn it into something very effective, something that will help me, and that God can turn that into something greater. Well, the reason I give you that little background on that, how I feel about medicine, is because as I was taking chemotherapy, a lot of people were saying, well, you know, you're going to be sick, you're going to be throwing up all the time, you're going to lose your hair, all the things they were telling me that were going to happen. And we just said, no, we don't believe that. We're not going to accept that. So in Jesus' name, I pray that I'll not be sick, and I'll pray that I don't lose my hair, and I'll pray that I'll be healed, and God will bless this and this treatment, and to God be the glory, to God be all the praise, to God be all the honor. And you know what happened after 8 months? Only because of the Lord, I never got sick one day. I didn't lose any hair at all. I was never sick. I was strong and vibrant. I slept. I got to exercise every day. My life was amazing, and God touched me. And now the doctors say that the medication, that it's in remission, that the cancer itself, they can't find it. But they keep saying, it's still there, though. It can come back and kill you someday. Well, I'm just believing that it's done, it's gone, it's over with. And I claim that to God be all the glory, God all the praise and honor. You see, I'm talking a little bit more about it because I've gone through these things. I'm going to also comment a little bit here about the issue called post-traumatic stress disorder. When I came back from Vietnam, I had it really bad. I couldn't sleep at nights. My wife said that I would bounce around, talk, yell, and scream, and do all kinds of crazy things, sit up in bed, sweat, and whatever. I don't remember any of it. I just remember the horrendous nightmares I had because of what I went through in my service in Vietnam. Then I became a Christian. It was several years later I became a Christian. Right after I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, the nightmares stopped. The bad dreams stopped. The PTSD stopped. It no longer was bothering me. And it's amazing because I received the peace of God that passes all understanding, that guards my heart and guards my mind in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm not saying that's the only way to get rid of post-traumatic stress disorder is to get saved, because there's other ways to get help. But I can tell you that in my particular case, until I gave my life to Jesus and was forgiven of my sins and received him as my Lord and Savior, I didn't have peace. I just didn't have peace. I was a hyper type person, very nervous at times, had a lot of anxiety, and was just really, really, really wanting to get ahead in life, and had a lot of stress and anxiety. But Jesus came in. So I'm going to encourage you, if anybody out there is struggling with Agent Orange problems or toxic chemical problems or something that you got while you were serving in the military, or you're struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder from either your service in the military, or you got PTSD from maybe being attacked by somebody or getting beat up by someone in school or something, that is also a part of PTSD, that we need to turn these things over to Jesus. But we can also go and get help from good doctors, get the advice and the direction that we need. And so I hope that helps. The book that I've written that I told you about, entitled Vietnam 2, Impact of Agent Orange and PTSD, is found in Amazon. You can buy that book, and it'll be great help, I think, to veterans who may be going through some of these challenges. So it's crucial to understand that veterans need to be set free from illnesses caused by these chemicals and by this PTSD syndrome. Our veterans deserve freedom from the emotional and the physical challenges and stresses that they have. I'd encourage you right now, if you're listening in and you know a veteran going through challenges, just bless them, encourage them, find them a good church, get them into a good veterans group that's founded in a church. And so a church will then not get the veterans out just so they can all have drinking parties and that kind of stuff. I just think it's so important to have a veterans group that's solid base foundation of Christian teaching. In addition to that, the veterans need to be prayed for by your church, and they need to also get help. And so you can encourage them to go to the Veterans Administration. The Veterans Administration still has a long way to go in helping, but it has improved a lot. There's been a lot of new things and new benefits that have come forth in the last 40 or 50 years that are wonderful, but there's still a lot of things that the Veterans Administration needs to do. Personally, I think they should be testing people who were sprayed with Agent Orange or were around toxic chemicals. Rather than just put a bulletin announcement somewhere or in a magazine, they need to contact these people and tell them to come in and have testing. In my own case, for example, I came down with this cancer diagnosis of multiple myeloma bone marrow cancer some 15 years after I had lost my right kidney to cancer. And so I have been fighting a lot of cancer battles. God's brought me through all of them. But I never did receive any kind of information from the Veterans Administration telling me, we need you to come in. You served in an area that was covered with Agent Orange. We need to see you. We need you to be here and be tested. And that they could have found it much sooner, and it would not have been that severe. So anyways, I bring that to your attention. So let's help our veterans. We need to reach out to them and make available to them our love, our kindness, and our care for them. And I pray if your church doesn't have a veterans group, that you should inquire around in your community and find a place. If you're in Arizona, then you can contact with me. Send me an email. I'll give you my email later on in the podcast. But just send something to me, and I'll help you find the help that you need. If you'd like to get this book, it's on Amazon, and there's all kinds of information in it on where to go to contact people, where to get help, and how we can help our veterans. Americans must come together to set our veterans free from what they've gone through. We are one nation under God, indivisible, with justice for all. We must agree that our veterans have a problem. We can work together to correct this injustice to those who fought for our freedom. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17, the New Living Translation says this, "For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." So therefore, we need to understand that Jesus wants us to have freedom. The Holy Spirit lives and dwells in us once we become Christians, and He's come to us to give us peace and freedom and joy, and He's come to comfort us and help us. So I hope that this particular podcast, it's been a little brief today, but I just wanted to share something for veterans to get help. Thank you so much for those who served. And I want you to thank those that you know who served. Matter of fact, let me suggest a little something. When you're walking down the street and you see some guy or some gal and they got a little baseball cap on, it says Army veteran or Air Force veteran or Marines or whatever it might be, and they serve in the United States, just look at them and just say, thank you for your service. It's amazing how uplifting that is. And just a little extra thing for those who say Vietnam veteran, there's two things you need to tell them. One is welcome home and thank you for your service. And the reason I say welcome home is because the Vietnam veteran was not welcomed home. The Vietnam veteran was chastised, was persecuted, and was insulted for many, many years. That's changed a lot. Today, when you tell someone that you're a Vietnam veteran, they smile, they say thank you for your service. But the thing that really helps a Vietnam veteran is that little extra welcome home. So once again, I hope that's been a blessing to you. Let me pray for our veterans and pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity I've had to bring this little message to those on Veterans Day. I pray you would bless it and that you would multiply it to reach out to many people. I thank you for it. I pray for those who are veterans or who have a veteran in their family or relative or friend. I pray blessing upon the veteran. I pray that they would receive comfort from you. And Lord, if they don't know Jesus, I pray that they would turn their life over to Him and receive Him as Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, once again for this opportunity, and I'll be careful to give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, if you'd like to know more about Quality Christian Living Podcast, because I do a whole lot more than just veterans, you can go to my webpage at davidcfriendauthor.com. And when you get there, you'll see a link on the very front page that shows you a link to all the podcasts that we've done. Now, we're in the mid-300s right now. I think this is podcast around 368 or 69. And these podcasts are stored in there for you so that you can go back and get information about the gifts of the Spirit or information about how to handle your finances as a Christian and how to be debt-free. I've got teaching in there that helps you how to understand to walk in the Spirit and how to understand to live life in the Spirit. And also, what is a miracle and how do you receive a miracle? There's podcasts dealing with faith and podcasts dealing with various topics in marriage and family that I believe will be a blessing to you. They're all there, and I'd love for you to look at them. One thing neat about podcasts, you don't have to pay for them. You can just pull them up and look at them at any time that you'd like. In addition to that, if you want to scroll down that page, you'll go to the next page, which have a list of books that I've written, a couple on for veterans. There are two books I've written for veterans. Both, they're leaned towards the Vietnam veteran, but they do address also those that served in other wars other than just Vietnam. I think they would be beneficial. They're my most popular books. In addition to that, I've done a couple books on faith and on generosity. I just recently released a new book entitled Faith for Miracles, talking about the miracles that I've seen in my own body and those that other people I know have received miracle healings and miracles that have taken place. So that's all available for you. So I hope that that's of interest to you and will be a blessing to you. Now, after today's podcast, we'll go back to our current series we're in on the Holy Spirit. So I did one last week dealing with the Holy Spirit, and I'll be doing another one next week dealing with a topic on how to live and walk and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, understand what it is to experience the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. I want to thank you so much for listening into this special podcast for our veterans. I want to ask you to do me a favor. If you enjoyed this episode, please just take a moment to rate it and review the podcast. It really helps us to reach out to more people. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music or Charisma Podcast Network, or give us a star rating on Spotify. Now, however you choose to support this, we certainly appreciate you and appreciate that. So I'm just going to give you a little blessing before I close. And once again, thank you for listening in. I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, and that His face will shine upon you, and that He will be gracious to you and give you peace. May you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So until next time, may God richly bless you. Thank you, veterans, for your service to our country. Thank you, Vietnam veterans. Welcome home, and thank you for your service. Thank every veteran from every area of conflict, or even if they've served in peaceful areas like the United States or various places overseas. Father, bless them. I pray you would be with them and their families and help them, Father. And I pray that the VA would continue to reach out and be a blessing to help our veterans who serve this great nation. Thank you once again for listening to Quality Christian Living. I'm your host, David Friend. May God richly bless you.